Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
God's messenger.
This is your time with the Apostle Natalie Young. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Hey, we're live on your time with the Apostle Natalie Young. Exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We're here today with Mike Green. He's a detective, and we love him. Hey, Detective Mike Green.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Beautiful.
We miss you.
Oh, same here.
We miss you. We're so excited about the election. It's the first day of early voting, and we wanted to bring you on because we know you were in the backdrop of the Republican convention, and we know that you have been flying around and talking to everybody about policing and prevention, and that was some of the topics that have come up this week that the candidates have not mentioned any of that.
Oh, yeah, nothing, yeah.
And so what do you think the reason for that is?
I think, to be honest with you, I think it's us, the consumers, or at least that's what the media thinks. You know, that we prefer the garbage, or the garbage talk brings in more ratings as opposed to talking about the issues. You know, and I think it's probably true, right? That first debate had what 80 million viewers, and I don't think they would have had that if we had, you know, two, let's say, quote unquote, normal candidates talking about the issues, you know?
Yeah. Well, but we've got to deal with the issues. If they don't deal with issues, then what do we vote about?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, right now, all I can see is we're voting on character, whose character is worse, whose character is better. Outside of that, you know, like you said, the issues just really aren't being laid out.
Well, can we deal with character? You know, both sides have diminished characters in the media, and some in their personal lives. And so, you know, we're dealing with that. I don't think that's going to make the difference. To most people, because most people are saying we don't want to vote for any candidate. These are not the candidates we want.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that, yeah. I mean, I think in general, everybody, or most people are saying, hey, we prefer two other candidates. But, you know, I think we're going to see this election. This is probably going to be the biggest turnout for a combination of people who don't vote and people who vote other parties, you know, third parties.
Mm-hmm. We have another caller on the line. Who do we have on the line? Is there another caller on the line?
Yes, there is. This is a gospel recording artist, Steve Dalton, and the Leviticus Singers.
Hi, Mr. Dalton.
How you doing?
You want to join the conversation about voting?
Am I supposed to? we had spoke on Facebook about the whole interview, et cetera, et cetera. So
right, but we never confirmed it. And so, I wanted to give you more time. So we'll bring you back next week, in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. Stay tuned in. Okay, Mike, we were talking about character. What to you is an outstanding character from a policing perspective for our candidates? What do we need to be looking for?
Well, I mean, I can easily pick out the bad stuff, you know, of course, but you know, the good stuff is just really not there on either side. You know, I think on Hillary's side, she's been in the public realm for 30, 40 years. So, you know, we all have a good grasp of 30 or 40 years of her, you know, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm speaking unbiased. You know, there's a lot of bad. There's a lot of, you know, corruption. There's a lot of questions. There's been a lot of, you know, charges and accusations between her and Bill, right? Between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've got a history of that, right? But then we have Trump walking in, and everybody doesn't know everything about him. So all of his dirt, you know, is just coming out now, or not even coming out now. We've seen it for years, you know, but it's just now that he's running for president. Now it means something. Now it matters. You know, we've all, throughout the years, you know, if we've seen him on TV, heard him talk the way he talks and so on, but it didn't matter because he wasn't running for president. So now he's running for president, you know, all his dirt's coming back and coming out. Which then, you know, for some people I say, you know, then makes Hillary shine because her dirt's already been out. You know, so when you just look at both of them, you know, they're both bad but in different ways, you know. You know, they've also got some good characters. You know, character in them as well, but, you know, they both definitely have a mountain of bad. You know, like I said, I can pick out on, I can go with each one. You know, Trump, obviously, I mean, it's kind of obvious, right? He's arrogant. He's,
extremely arrogant.
Yeah, he's definitely arrogant, right? He might be racist. If he's not racist, then he's just, you know, hasn't been around a lot of black people or Hispanics and so on. And even that, too, people say racist, but they really probably more or less mean bigoted, you know. But, you know, at the least, we know he's just a guy who speaks his mind and just lets it out, right, without a filter, without thinking, without eloquence, without tact. And we know through his businesses, right? He's you know, he's been out for himself to make money for himself at, you know, almost any and all costs.
Right. I'm like, hey, dude, pay your taxes. I said, they make all of us pay taxes, you know.
So now the tax thing, right? So the
right.
Tax thing's pretty interesting. So the tax thing is, you know, I did my research and all this stuff.
Always.
What it is it is really the tax code, to be honest with you. It's that you can, I've seen this myself with other people, let's take even Trump out of the equation. I know some guys who are multimillionaires, billionaires who own a lot of real estate in Manhattan, skyscrapers and so on. And this is what they do, and it's built into the tax code, you know. So it's like they'll have, let's say, one building where, you know, let's say it's a 5-story building and they want to upgrade it to like a 50-story building. So they'll spend, you know, 2 years getting the tenants out of that 5-story building, you know, to vacate it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's say they get everybody out except for one tenant, right? So that one tenant, you know, is costing them money, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of the other 40 tenants. But one tenant stays there for 2 years, right? So that's 2 years of them missing out on renting 40 other apartments, right? So it's built into the tax law where, yeah, they can write off those losses. And if you have enough of those losses, next thing you know, you end up not paying, not taxes, but you end up not paying federal tax. You'll still pay city tax, state tax, you know, real estate tax.
Is he paying any of those? But not federal tax.
But not federal, right. And yeah, that's been something with a tax code that's been a problem for, you know, for a long time. So, you know, it's also the equivalent of let's say like regular people like us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, end of the year you file your taxes and then you do your deductions, right? And you get money back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you look, there's some people I actually, for some reason, end up paying extra every year when I file mine. But, you know, there's some people, you know, let's say throughout the year they pay $10,000 in federal tax. When they finally get their tax refund, I've seen people get back that full money, $10,000. Seen a couple of people get back a little bit more. So it's the same kind of thing, you know, on a different scale.
Well, we don't like billionaires to be able to do that, okay?
Oh, no, never feels or sounds good, you know, on paper, yeah.
Right. And Mr. Buffett said he pays his, so, you know.
Yeah.
Right. And so we want our money, Donald.
Yeah.
Right. We want you to contribute to America as if you're claiming, you know, you're claiming you love America. Make it great. Make it great by paying your taxes.
What is... You know, only in fairness, the flip side is, like I said, I researched all this, and you know, I looked at Hillary's taxes too, and guess what? Did the same thing. Just hers wasn't as much as his,
mm-hmm.
but she took the same deductions as he did, for the same reasons, you know, losses, but just not as much as he did. So they're all doing it. It's just to what degree.
Right.
And that's just something that needs to be changed, you know. But the idea behind it, this isn't my idea. This is again from the research. This is why they do it. The federal government's idea is let's keep it real. Congress are the ones who make these tax laws. So Congress, what they basically said was, hey, we want to encourage entrepreneurship. So we want to encourage people to create businesses. And when their businesses are doing well, they're going to pay all these taxes. However, to continue to promote entrepreneurship, if their business is failing, we still want them to create business and keep the business open and so on. So we're going to create a law where they can deduct those losses and stay in business or create a new business. So that's allegedly the reason behind this quote-unquote loophole in the tax law. It's allegedly to spur business.
Well, I know I read on one of the tax forms that you can take a deduction for tanning. And I bet...
What did you say? For tanning?
For tanning. I said, what does that have to do with anything?
And you got me. I mean, unless it's part of your work, like I could see maybe an actor or actress or something.
Wait a minute.
You know?
But that eliminates every person of color. I thought that was really,
yeah.
really racist. I'm like, who
yeah.
goes to a tanning booth? Right?
I never have, yeah.
Well, it's there. And I was just shocked. Because it seems like it's leveraged towards big business. Again, it's leveraged towards race. And so, right, it is. And so, to me, that's still what he's doing. He's taking those tax deductions, and we know that he does that. He goes through all this trouble to tone his skin. So we know you're getting that deduction, Donald. I saw it.
I haven't seen the tanning one.
Isn't that something? That's something, I'm telling you. Hey, we're live on talktainmentradio.com. It's the world's greatest broadcasting facility. We have hosts delivering in various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, wellness, and religion. It's politics is one thing that we share. Let's see. We're going to do Senior Agenda. Tune into Senior Agenda with host Lisa Stockdale, online radio. That focuses on seniors. Nothing is too boring or nothing is off limits. Senior Agenda emphasizes on wellness and aging, examining pertinent social, political, economic, and healthcare issues. The program also includes a slowdown listen and a learn segment, which has been reserved to ensure seniors in the community have the opportunity to be heard. And it broadcast on Thursdays on talktainmentradio.com. That would be tomorrow. That's radio the way it should be heard. You're live with the Apostle Natalie Young on your time. And we're speaking with Detective Mike Green. Mike, you're the greatest because you do your research. Most people won't do that. And I think it's important that people research during the voting period. Don't wait till you get to the polls and then start asking everybody, "You, what does this mean?" or "Who is this?" And we can't tell you. People can't, working at the polls can't tell you who that candidate is. You need to be doing your research the whole time that they're running, paying attention to who, what the issues are and what they stand for. I mean, it's just some people I just know I won't vote for. You know, there's just, there's just some people I know I'm not going to vote for. And so, and but until you know that, or you've met them, or you've been in their presence, or, you know, you have to do some research on what they stand for, not just what the media shows us, because that's not always accurate. Am I right?
Oh, 150%. I mean, I'd even go with, you know, I've had cases that, you know, made the media. And, you know, I'm the one working the case, right, working the investigation. Mm-hmm. And then I look at the news later at night, and what they wrote in the news is 70% true, but 30% of it's not true at all.
Right.
You know, so, the media is tricky, you know. I always do is I look at several sources, you know. I look at, you know, NBC leans a little bit, you know, left, Fox, you know, zooms a little bit right, CNN a little bit both ways, you know, so I watch that, but I also go foreign, you know, I look at BBC, you know, British-based media outlets, and other ones in other countries, Canadian outlets and stuff, they seem to be a little more fair in their reporting. You know, quick example, the Pulse shooting in Orlando. The local media outlets didn't get it for like, I was awake when it happened and up. Local media outlets didn't hit it for like a half hour after it happened. The first media outlets that got it, the story, were foreign, Australian and British. So, you know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt with the media.
Wow. See, and I don't think that most people even consider that.
Yeah.
They don't even consider that. That we only hear the parts they want us to hear, and then we have to make our own evaluation of what we hear as truth.
Yeah. 100%. Yep.
And so, you know, we never talked about your career too much. You kind of was slipping stuff in on me. Do you care to express your career at all?
Say again?
Do you mind sharing your career with us?
Oh yeah, sure. let's see. I'll just try to get to the good stuff. Let's see. I was an NYPD detective for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
In that role, I served in several different units. Included the fugitive apprehension team, where I'd go throughout New York City, outside of New York City, outside of New York State, hunting and tracking down violent felony fugitives. I was in another unit where called the anti-crime unit, where we'd actually go out into the streets and plain clothes, which basically just means, I always tell people plain clothes and undercover are two different things. Undercover means I'm undercover and there's no way you're going to know I'm a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Plain clothes means you might figure out that I'm a cop, and if you do, it's no big deal. So yeah, I was in a plainclothes role, and you know, we drive yellow taxis, we walk on foot, we ride the subways, and so on. We basically would get a knack for human behavior, and we would, by observing people and their behavioral patterns, we detect people who are going to commit crimes before they committed the crime.
And
we'd end up following them for hours sometimes. Just following them undetected for hours and actually watching them commit the, well, watch them set up to commit the crime, watching them commit the actual crime, then watching them flee the crime. So that particular unit, I was in for 5 years, so I witnessed in that unit, you know, probably about 500 crimes as they happened. So I became an expert at determining how criminals operate. You know, I've witnessed 500 of them, you know, before the crime, during, and after. So I became a pretty good expert at, you know, how they commit their acts and then how they flee and their different modes of fleeing and so on. And I was in another unit similar to that where we just went after people with guns, committing gun-related crimes, such as shootings, dispossession of illegal firearms and machine guns, and you know, gunpoint robberies, gunpoint rapes. And you know, we'd hunt those people down. For which, you know, a little statistic where, you know, if you look at the media, you'd think it was the otherwise. So that particular unit, every single night, we were catching people with guns in their hands or in their pockets. Black, white, Hispanic, whatever. We never shot anyone. And our unit was only 50 detectives out of the NYPD's then 42,000 cops. And the 50 of us would take more guns off the street than the whole rest of the department combined every year. And we didn't have shootouts. So something like that, though, doesn't make the media, you know. Here we have 50 cops whose their only mission is to catch people in the act of committing crimes with guns, and we never shot any, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, again, that doesn't make the news. So, yeah, that. I was in the hostage negotiation team as well where, you know, ended up I was the lead negotiator and – I probably responded to 3 to 5 hostage incidents a month. So again, probably a couple hundred during my career, and you know, God willing, thank God, never lost a hostage, and I ended each situation safely, with no injuries to anyone. Then I was in a detective squad where I just investigated everything from, you know, your traditional crimes, robberies, burglaries, and so on, all the way up to foreign espionage, terrorist attacks, and so on. And that unit, you know, I worked in the city, outside the city, other states, other countries. Let's see, I was also in a dignitary protection unit where we'd protect visiting foreign and U.S. heads of state who would come visit New York. Easiest thing there I could say is, you know, if you look at any videos of you know, foreign heads of state or U.S. heads of state in New York City, and you look at guys with suits and the earpieces, half of those guys are NYPD detectives, not just Secret Service or State Department or whatever other agencies. Yeah, that's the meat and potatoes of my career. And then, you know, experience-wise, you know, I was there at the World Trade Center in 1993, the terrorist bombing.
That's a lot of experience.
Hey, you know what? You know what I tell people? I say it's not even so much it's me. It's just where I was. You know, I could be me, but in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I wouldn't have had these experiences. You know, it was just, it was my location that got me these experiences, you know?
Wow.
So yeah, then 9/11, I think I told you that story, you know, the short version, South Tower collapsed on me and my team while we were rescuing people. Same thing, grace to God, I survived, shouldn't have, but did. couple weeks after that, NBC Studios Anthrax was my team. It was the first team on the scene for that. And I think unbeknownst to the public, we actually quarantined all of NBC News there at Rockefeller Center, about 1,000 people.
Wow.
Including ourselves, because we were exposed to it as well. Then, yeah, the 2010 car bomb terror attack in Times Square. U.S. Air crashed in the Hudson River, the Miracle on the Hudson. I just happened to be, what, 4 or 5 blocks away from it when it happened. Whisked over there to the west side, to the Hudson River, and a couple other cops. We commandeered a ferry, a boat, and went out there and joined other boats and vessels and pulling everybody off the wing. Then went back to the office, and my unit was the one that conducted the first investigation, and all those videos of it you watched, we collected all that. It's a million other things too.
Well, we love you. We're so glad that you're out there keeping us safe. People have a lot of issues with police officers, but the truth is, you're human just like us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that having you on lets everybody know that you're human just like us, that you have the same thoughts that you do. You're watching the same things we're watching, and you have to react to them from your training perspective, how you've been trained to react. And I think I talked about that last night as I was thinking about it. I know a lot of military people. And I've dated a few military guys, and I'm really, really comfortable around certain divisions of police. And then others make me a little uncomfortable. But like plainclothes, I'm just like really comfortable around them. And I think that had a lot to do with my training in security, because we were trained to look for stupid stuff. We're not trained for crazy people, like crazy eyes and stuff like that. But their habits, what people do, how they walk, in an atmosphere with us, we just can sense what's not normal.
Right.
And that has a lot to, that instinct has a lot to do with staying safe. Just a lot to do with it. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
It's Trish Martin from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Trish. She's down there fighting for voters down there, I know.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. You do know.
Yes, I do.
Natalie, it's been a challenge. But before I even start talking, Mike, I just want to thank you. It's Mike, right? On the line with us. On the other side.
Yeah.
Thank you for all that you have done. It's my daily prayer for all public servants. They're sometimes thankless. We don't thank them enough for all that they do every single day. So I appreciate all that you've done. And then all the other ones that are listening, you are appreciated. And we are praying for you every day.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay right there, Trish. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3 Wednesdays and Sunday evenings. Blogs and podcasts are available. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're coming up with Trish Martin and Detective Mike Green on TalkTainmentRadio.com. It's radio the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. BlogTalkTimeRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTimeRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainment Radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Everyone is talking about healthcare these days. America spends twice that of other developed countries on our healthcare system, yet our health ranks near the bottom. How can we stop spending so much and getting so little? By shifting to a system that gives more patients access to strong primary care. Primary care can help make America healthy again. To learn more about the benefits of primary care, visit www.healthisprimary.org. This message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Humpty Dumpty got stoned on a wall, lost his balance, and had a great fall. All of his doctors and all his sad friends couldn't put Humpty together again.
Do you know what your kids know about drugs? Need help? Get help. Visit our website at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Think fast. In less than 30 seconds, a small flame can become a big fire. Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov because fire is everyone's fight.
It's one thing to understand the importance of family time. It's another thing to get real and make it happen. Visit FridayIsFamily.com and learn how you can join with millions of Americans in rediscovering family dinners by turning Friday night into family night. It's as easy as 2, 2, and 2. 2 hours, 2 topics, and 2 guests. It's time for family time right now. Give your kids the most precious gift of all, a loving and involved parent. Sign up now at FridayIsFamily.com.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. Help the American Red Cross provide meals and shelter to those affected by disasters, big and small. Donate to Red Cross Disaster Relief. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Hey, this is is Apostle Natalie Young. We're live on your time with the Apostle Natalie Young here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainment Radio app to your cell or tablet. It's radio the way it should be heard. Trish Martin.
Yes, ma'am.
Detective Green.
Yes, indeed.
I'm so excited. We love him so much. I swear, I just love him. Trish, you were thanking Detective Green for his service.
Yes.
I thank you back. You didn't hear me.
Oh, no. There's so many people you would never know, even the law enforcement officers, public servants that are out there listening. There are people praying for you every day. We thank you for what you do to help keep us safe. We are just praying for, some changes, but we want you to know we appreciate all that you guys do.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about this voting issues. There's a couple of times that I like ran down to what is that building where you report issues about voting in Orlando?
The supervisor of elections office.
Oh, well, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. You have to go downtown.
To the Justice Department?
I'm not sure it's the Justice Department,
but the courthouse.
I'll remember in a second. But I know that, it's a huge issue with absentee ballots.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a huge issue with mailing your ballots in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's always the case. I don't know if it's happening all over the country, but I imagine.
No. That's an Orlando thing. That's a Florida thing. It really is. I've never seen anything like that where, just strange people can just take your ballot and then they never get turned in.
People, please guard your ballot. Please guard your ballot. It's important. The election is important. You're making your voice known to everyone and heard. So don't just leave your ballot out to anybody. And I know in Florida, I know Orange County, we have a mandated registration site. If you don't go to your county elections office, supervisor of elections office, you can get a ballot and fill it out and leave it with your library, a local library that's a public library, driver's license locations in your county. Those are the two main ones that I know of, and they actually go and collect them from there. Personally, I don't do mail-out ballots. Mm-mm. That's what they call them now. They call them mail-out ballots. You should be absentee ballots.
Well, I got afraid of that because I put a copy of my passport in it, and then it never made it to the Board of Elections. And so I was like, oh, no. Now someone has my information. It's just floating out there, whether it was the person in the post office or wherever it got intercepted. Now they have it.
Wow. Yeah. That's recently? Yeah.
That was I'm trying to think what election we were doing. 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. Obama. I think it was Obama, the second term.
2012.
Yep, the second term. It could have been. I'm just not sure, but I'll let you know. I got the paperwork. I kept it. But I know now that if you're going to do that, you better send it certified mail. Keep your own receipt.
Yeah,
because for a ballot now, you can send it with no post. I know Orange County, they pay for the postage.
But where does it go? Mike, you're trying to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I agree. I don't do the mail-in. I go right to one of the sites. I travel a little bit, too, to some other countries, several times a year. And what's funny is our election system is probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of the best, but it's still heavily flawed, heavily. With so much room for someone to do something nefarious, You know, for example, you know, throw it in there too, right? When I ran for an elected spot in 2012, you know, I got to see a little bit of the inside, you know, in regards to the supervisor of election office and how it works and so on. And, you know, one thing was there's a list of literally thousands of people, and I'm just talking about one county, right, Orange County. There's a list of thousands of people who live out of state. I mean, granted, some are military, I know, but some weren't. And, you know, there were people out of state, people in other countries, and, you know, I could only think, you know, you're a mail-in ballot from who knows where is submitted by who knows who. You know, we can't
right.
even verify who's sending it in.
Right. Exactly. That's true. I'm telling you, if you take it to the post office and you watch them drop it in the box and it never makes it, that's a problem.
Yeah, that as well.
Not I don't it, yeah. trust it. Just even regular mail, I've noticed it's something, you know, it goes missing. It's important. It's just too important to do that. But
just go ahead and say it, Trish. It goes missing.
It goes missing. So we don't know where it goes. It's almost like the socks and the dryers. We don't know where they go. They just disappear.
Oh,
but
my God.
It's supposed to be convenient to do the mail out ballot. So I just don't recommend it to do it at the last minute. Please.
Yeah.
Don't mail it.
Drop it off
to the supervisor of elections office.
And vote early. That just shuts all that down. Just vote early. You've got almost a month to make it to the Board of Elections in your state and vote early. That way, if you have any problems with ID, verification, anything, you have a chance to go back. Don't wait till Election Day and try to figure all that out, because they're not going to take the time to help you.
Yeah.
So just to reiterate what you just said, three ways of voting. You know, you can do the return your mail-out ballot, which is what used to be called the absentee ballot. You have to request it in Orange County, I think it's November 2nd. And then early voting starts for us on October 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can wait till Election Day if you want to, but that's
November
8th.
Oh, my God, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do
but
it.
There's some people like the camaraderie. They like the feel. They take their kids on Election Day. I've talked to a few people that take their teenagers with them to, you know, get them excited about it. But I just don't wait. I do early voting. Now, this year, and I don't know if you got this message yet at all, Natalie. There was a judge that had extended the registration for Florida by a day because of the hurricane. Matthew.
One day. Oh, so nice.
It was an injunction by a federal judge against the governor of our state, Governor Scott. So now, today, when I called the election office, I called my contact before I called you today just to make sure I had my information right. And she said she had just gotten an email a few minutes ago that it was extended till next Tuesday, which is October 18th. So that's breaking news.
Well, you know, they need to do it in Ohio, too, because it was a holiday on Monday. I couldn't figure that out. I'm like, if it's a holiday the day before the deadline, why would you not extend the deadline?
Right.
Yeah.
At least
a
day
in
that case. But we had the hurricane. It's just a mess. You know what? But that's why hopefully people will get out and use the extra time to register themselves. Talking to a lot of millennials that don't really need to vote. They don't.
They're excited, though. The millennials were more excited than the older people, to me.
Down here, you know, it's a mix, but I'm hearing from a lot of younger people that they don't see how it's going to make a difference. But they're talking about the elections. That's a good thing. They're talking about the elections. They're talking about people running. They're talking about the debate. So I'm glad to see that they are talking about it and openly talking about how they feel. You know, I just need more of that. And then there's some people that, you know, that are not millennials that have decided they're not voting at all. Just you know, middle-aged, older people because of what, you know, the negativity going on a national level for the office of the President of the United States. Now, I'm breathing hard because I just don't understand. You can't complain if you don't go out and vote about anything.
Hold on, Trish. We're live on your time with the Apostle Natalie Young here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Don't forget to download our app on iTunes to your cell phone or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. We're live again, and this is the Apostle Natalie Young with Mike Green and Trish Martin in Orlando. We're talking about voting. It's serious out there, you guys. Get out there and vote. Our number is 1-877-932-9766 if you want to join the discussion. Go ahead, Trish.
Okay, so what I want to say is in Florida we have like 5 amendments on our on the statewide level.
Mm-hmm.
So just so everybody knows, one of them has to do with whether we should allow medical marijuana or not. It's back on the ballot again statewide.
God. So, how you feel about that, people, Mike Green? How you feel about that?
I tell you, I'm for it. I'm for it.
Why?
I see the benefits of medical marijuana.
Oh my God. Okay, so what happens when the job says we need a drug test and you can't be high on that weed operating our machinery?
So that's where it gets gray. That's where ultimately I think any state right now that wants to allow it should talk to the states that have allowed it now for the last couple of years and you know, get some input and advice from those that have already done it. But the evidence seems pretty clear that it's for medical marijuana, which is not the same as regular marijuana. It just seems to be, you know, some significant evidence that it benefits, you know, in many ways, from pain management to curing ailments and so on. Mm-hmm. Again, though, medical marijuana is different than recreational marijuana. Two different things,
so,
almost.
So right. how did the police know? How does a job or an employer know that? How does anyone know what the difference is? Are they going to give them a card that says "I smoke medical marijuana"?
Basically, yeah. I mean, looking at other states that do it, look at other states that do it. That's basically what they do. They it's like a prescription, right? You get a prescription, it'll be written or granted by your doctor. You get a card. With the card, you can get the prescription I think the way Florida probably wants to do it is set up specific dispensaries.
Trish, you opened a can of worms.
Well, the reason I brought that up is because when people say they're not voting because they don't like any of the candidates, or, you know, my vote doesn't count, it's a waste of time or whatever. That's not true. There's more on the ballot other than, you know, on a national level with the office of presidency, even though we know we have a very lively race going on. There are other issues statewide. There are other issues locally. We're in Orange County, we're electing, we're voting for, there's different ones. There's sheriffs, there's a comptroller, our supervisor of elections, our clerk of courts. I mean, so there's other, and judges. These mm-hmm. things should matter to people. You know what I'm saying? These things should matter to people. These are issues that affect us more. You know,
isn't that what Mike Pence said yesterday when Mike Pence said to the voter, and where were they at?
I'm not sure.
Well, he told her that, you know, if you don't participate in the state and local level, then what are you screaming about in the on the federal level? Is basically
right.
What
exactly.
He said.
Exactly. Your day-to-day thing, when your trash is collected, I mean, how much taxes you're paying on your state taxes, or if you even have state taxes, or taxes on gas, all that matters. I mean, and even just the thought of just what we could have as far as benefits of education, maybe getting some college tuition paid for people the first 2 years. There are some criteria. And so if you like all that, if you're interested in getting some help or even helping the next person and having some voice in some of these issues, vote.
Yeah.
It's your right, but vote. Don't complain and don't vote. Get out there and vote.
Yeah.
And the first step is registering. So if you're 18 and older, meet the criteria, you got to get out and vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I add something in there that, you know, again, specific Orange County even is, you know, let's say you're not happy with, you know, this is for everybody listening, right? You're not happy with, the level of crime in the county or the type of police service in the county. You know, like you said, sheriff, that's one of the races on the ballot, you know? So, you know, you'll have say if, you know, you want to keep the current sheriff in or if you want to, you know, get a new one in. You know, and like you said, that affects you on a day-to-day basis, you know,
community-wise. Absolutely. So, absolutely. So, we got to get people out to vote. I know in Orange County, it's always been more registered Democrats than Republicans. This doesn't matter as much, but there's a huge number of people. There's no party affiliation. There's people that probably haven't voted in a long time.
Oh, well, you know, in Florida, if you haven't voted in a long time, they red list you and you won't get to vote. And that's another thing. We need to say that. That if you have not voted since a presidential election, they removed your name from the registry.
Right. So I posted on my Facebook page that there's a way you can find out what your status is on a national level. There's, you know, some all those different websites, but you can also go to your, like in Orange County, is www.ocselections.com. Go and check your status, where you currently live or your previous address you can put in, and it'll tell you your status, whether you are still currently registered or not. And make sure you vote in the right precinct. We don't want to do provisional ballots. We want a regular ballot to make sure it counts.
Yeah.
We don't want a canvassing board or somebody saying, okay, this one doesn't count. And even with the mail-in and ballots, if you don't sign the ballot, it's not going to count.
Yeah.
Unless some angel is opening them up or something.
Yeah.
we need angels volunteering out there helping people.
God.
Yeah, telling you, it's more people trying to stop it than it is people trying to help do it. You know,
right. Yeah.
I was registering voters and you take them in, and the lady scans through them, and she stamps every one of them. Then you have someone that went line for line for line for line on every single document. I was like, oh, my God, would you just turn them in and let the Board of Elections determine if that's right?
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to take them. It's not to scrutinize everyone that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Right? That's the Board of Elections'
yeah.
job.
Right.
To verify it with previous address or ID or social or driver's license number. It's not
right.
up to the person that's receiving him or the agency that's receiving them to scrutinize the registrations.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, it should be the supervisor of elections. Yeah.
Right. It should be the supervisor of elections that takes people
yeah.
through all that. It's crazy. Mike, we love you so, so much. Are you coming back?
I do as well, by the way. Whatever you want.
I want you. Like, all the time. Right. He's great.
Yeah.
We'll try to get some more people, like, from around the country and come on and talk about policing, because this is serious stuff. We got
yeah.
issues in Haiti. We've got to bail them out again.
Yeah.
Again. I know, right? And so I just keep praying about it, because it's like, we could go in there and give them all the relief and God just wipe it out again, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because God is like totally in control. We did that in what was it? Where the Mardi Gras is?
Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans, same thing. And I mean, it was
yeah.
back to back. There was nothing
right.
we could do as soon as we relieved it. Hey, is that your radio? Are you? Don't be putting your radio on live. Trish.
We're hey, good. Look, I can't hold on too much, but I want to give some contact information out for the folks in Florida or if you're in Orange County.
Hey, listen, they can go to RHL, Social Justice Initiative.com, and hit the RSVP button, and that is the government voting registration site. It will take you straight to that site. I made sure I put up the government site. Right. Go to RHL, Social Justice Initiative TV.com. And I've put it up a million times. If you see a RSVP button on any of my media sites, that is what it is. It's the government site for register to vote. Now go ahead and tell them about Orlando.
Okay, because so we in Florida, we can't register online. So you have to do it by request. You know, you can't register online.
Yeah.
So you have to do it by mail. So either request the ballot to fill it out, sign, and then send it back. Or I'm just going to give the hotline number out for the Orange County Supervisor of Elections office.
Uh-huh.
It's 407-836-VOTE or 407-836-8683.
Well, you can go to my social media site, The Apostle Natalie Young. Just type it in. You'll see all kinds of stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
For Ohio, because we are on at 1700 Morris Road, and you can find the Franklin County Board of Elections on Facebook to get all the information you need for them. Let's see if I can find a phone number. But...
When is your registration deadline?
It was yesterday. It's same as yours. Call 614-525-3100 for the Franklin County, Ohio Board of Elections. And then Trish gave you the information for Orlando.
Because they extended us for Florida. October 18th.
Well, we didn't get extended. Can we have an extension in Ohio?
Hello.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, Monday was a holiday. And we're out there, like, registering voters going, we got to get this stuff, you know, to the Board of Elections. We don't have a choice because Monday was closed. So we're out there on the weekend trying to get as many more voters and millenniums to register as we could. We're out there fighting for votes. Really?
Yeah.
Everybody has to participate. If you can take somebody out, you know, with you, take them.
Yes, absolutely.
Trish, we only got about three more minutes, so we appreciate you and love you. And you can come back, too, anytime you want. I know you're, super busy. Tell Luana Geltzer I said hello.
I will. She's having an event tonight. I can't come. I can't go, but I will tell her.
Okay.
All right, you take care. Thank you for inviting me. And
you're welcome.
You guys, have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Trish.
I wonder if Luana's running for anything.
which Luana?
Luana Geltzer. She always jumps in the race. And she does something. She always jumps in. Mike, we love you so much about policing. I know that you've done some tours and different things that you haven't told us about, and so we really want to discuss policing in our communities because we need to help these young people stop being shot. You know, stop going to jail. They need to renew their mind to the issue of policing. And that's why I think it's so important for you to be here because you see it from such a broad scope that maybe we can get these youth engaged so they understand and they can start asking you questions.
Well, you know what? I know I only got like a quick second here. Mm-hmm. What I always try to tell people is when I give my little advice or whatever, I said, you got to realize it's not coming from just like a cop perspective. I said, you got to realize before I was a cop, I wasn't a cop. I was just a regular person, a minority male. Right. Then I was a cop and then, you know, I retired 4 years ago. So then again, I'm not a cop. So I've got, you know, every perspective.
OK, we love you. We love you, Detective Mike Green. We'll see you.
Love you.
All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks. live on your time with the Apostle Natalie Young. We're at TalkTainmentRadio.com. It is the world's greatest radio. It's radio the way it should be heard. Our call-in number is 1-877-932-9766. Log it and download our app. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.